Hello, and welcome to Words of Wisdom, a podcast dedicated to reflecting on the wisdom of the Book of Proverbs. Your host is Dr. Jerry Weirwool, who will share life-giving truth from Proverbs that will help us become wise and discerning. Wisdom is a journey, and we hope you will join us for this exciting adventure.
Proverbs chapter 3, verses 27 and 28 say, "Do not withhold a good thing from those to whom it is due, when it is in the power of your hands to do it. Do not tell your neighbors, 'Go and come back, and tomorrow I will give it,' when it is with you." This proverb is made up of a double couplet, and each couplet exhibits synthetic parallelism where both halves are necessary to produce the meaning of the whole. Uniquely, both couplets begin with a negation in order to convey the directive of the proverb. Verse 27 begins with, "Do not withhold," and likewise, so does verse 28, "Do not tell." Now, the term "good thing," where verse 27 says, "Do not withhold a good thing from those to whom it is due," the word "good thing," or the phrase "good thing," is put as a metonymy for any useful or helpful thing to the person. It can refer to a tangible object, such as money, supplies, animals, food, or it can refer to something intangible, such as counsel or advice or various forms of assistance in a situation, or any other action that offers a practical utility for their benefit. In verse 27, the phrase, "from those to whom it is due," is literally "from its owner," according to the Hebrew text. The term "owner" is not meant to suggest that the thing already belongs to the person and is just being returned, but rather it is a way of expressing an obligation for doing good to others that deserve it. This kind of obligation of kindness and generosity is described in terms of a duty toward the person, as they are figuratively viewed as its, the good thing's, owner, and therefore its rightful recipient. The second half of verse 27 complements the first and gives the condition for which the directive is to be followed. A person is not to withhold good from those to whom it is due when it is in the power of your hands to do it. This injunction does not stipulate that the wise person is to give what they do not have with them. The phrase "in the power of your hands" denotes something that is readily available and accessible, able to be bestowed in the moment. The wise person must be prepared to do good to all and to care for the poor and needy and not withhold kindness from them according to their ability in each situation. It is important to take note that this verse is speaking about giving to people who legitimately need help, not just any person who says they have a need. There are many needy people to whom help is not necessarily due to them. Furthermore, this proverb could also, perhaps, have in mind more specifically people who are owed a wage but have not been paid, or a situation such as that. That could be in the purview of the proverb, but the generality of the phrasing makes it less likely. The bottom line is that if you can do a good thing for someone to whom it is due, then you are to do it. Don't make excuses or overlook them. Do good now. Well, one of the questions that this proverb answers is, why should I give to the poor when I get nothing in return? Well, first, this is completely self-centered thinking that goes directly against the instruction of Proverbs to develop a heart of generosity and compassion. But more importantly, giving generously to whom it is due or to those in need is not just a black hole from where there is no return. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17 states, "The one who shows favor to a poor person lends to Yahweh, and he will repay him according to his good work." This proverb draws upon the imagery of the poor person being under God's protection and care, because they have no human warden to look out for them. And so, the person who gives to the poor is, in a sense, helping God, and their gift to the needy person is seen as a loan to God, a debt that God incurs, if you will, that God will one day repay. Thus, giving to the needy is an action that does not escape God's notice or God's returned kindness. Generosity is underpinned by the conviction that God is faithful to recompense those who give to the poor. As the proverb says, Yahweh will repay the generous person according to his good work. This reminds me of an incident from last summer when I was on vacation with my family in Atlantic City, New Jersey. One afternoon, we were walking along the boardwalk by the ocean, and it was filled with people enjoying a walk like us, taking in all the sights and sounds. Some were standing around talking, others were buying food from vendors, and there were tons of people coming in and out of all the little shops along the boardwalk. As my family and I neared one of the larger piers that had many food vendors, the crowd got thicker and more dense, and it was apparent that we were going to have to nudge our way through to get to the other side. As we were trying to navigate through the dense crowd, we passed a man who said something to me, but on account of the commotion around us, I couldn't make out what he said. So I asked him to repeat it. He spoke again, but it was in a low, muttering voice, and I couldn't understand him. I tried one last time by telling him that I didn't know what he was trying to say. He spoke again, but it was in the same voice as before, and it was lost in the noise of the crowd. I told him that I was sorry, but I was trying to get through with my family. So we carried on and kept moving through the crowd. Eventually, we made it to the other side, and on the other side, I asked my wife if she knew what the guy was trying to say. She said that she thought the guy was asking if we had any food. At that moment, I recalled that the man was not dressed all that well and did appear to be somewhat in need of help. I told my wife that I was going to go back quickly to see if I could find him and give him a few dollars to buy a sandwich. As I returned to the place in the crowd where I had encountered him, I looked around for a while but couldn't see him in any direction. After a few minutes, I reluctantly gave up the search and rejoined my family. I recount this incident because I remember thinking in that moment that if the man was genuinely in need, then I should help. But due to my inability to hear the man among the crowd, I missed the opportunity to discover his need and help if I could. Therefore, I was unfortunately not able to lend to Yahweh on that day. But I've been able to, on many other occasions, help the poor when I can. Now, getting back to Proverbs chapter 3, the second couplet says, Do not tell your neighbors, go, and come back, and tomorrow I will give it, when it is with you. This is verse 28. Verse 28 is expanding on the idea from verse 27. Since verse 27 instructs the wise person to be generous to those in need, verse 28 gives an example of what doesn't count. A person can't be considered generous to those in need if they tell them to go away and come back tomorrow, if they have the means to help them right then and there. The phrase, when it is with you, is paralleled with the phrase, in the power of your hands, from verse 27. The word hand is commonly used as an idiom for power or authority, and it means the ability to act within your capacity. The proverb is not saying to borrow in order to give or to give out of one's own need. Of course, in this fallen world, there will always exist more need and more ways to give a good thing than what money and resources could ever do. But what the proverb is advocating is to be intentional about giving when the moment presents itself, and not making excuses or offering reasons to delay doing good when one has the power and means to do it then. It is essentially deferring the benefit you could give another as a means of dismissing them from your presence. The response of the person saying, go and come back tomorrow, suggests an attitude of annoyance and a lack of urgency, basically deprioritizing the other person. And this act of postponing the matter reveals their selfish disregard for the other person and a mindset that says, I'll do things when I am ready, but not right now. I'm sure we can all relate to having an attitude like this at some time or another. Well, it's probably more realistic to say that we all struggle with this type of thinking on a daily basis. I believe it's fair to say that this struggle is inherently part of the human condition. We are all naturally predisposed to being self-focused. So, unless we change our perspective, everyone grows up thinking that the world should revolve around them. We want things done when we say, in the way that we say, and we don't want to be bothered by anyone else's problems along the way to disrupt what we desire. Now, I'm being a little crass, but I think you get the point. We don't tend to naturally yield to the needs of another. We would prefer to do things on our timetable and in the way that we see fit. In order to illustrate this proverb, I want to share with you the parable of the Good Samaritan that Jesus taught in Luke chapter 10, verses 29 to 37. It reads, "But he, referring to the expert in the law, wanting to justify himself, said to Jesus, 'And who is my neighbor?' Jesus answered and said, 'A certain man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers who both stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance, a certain priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise, also a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was, and when he saw him, he was moved with compassion, and he went to him and bound his wounds, pouring oil and wine on them. And he set him on his own animal and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And on the next day, he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper and said, 'Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, I will repay you when I come back again.' Which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to him who fell among the robbers?" And he said, "The one who showed mercy on him." And Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." Since touching a dead body would render both the priest and the Levite ceremonially unclean, and therefore unable to perform their temple duties, they prioritized their well-being and comfort over the needs of the man who was robbed and beaten. Since the man was half dead, they probably didn't want to take a chance. Regardless, they should have been the ones to stop and do a good thing, as they saw the man in need and could have helped him. Instead, they passed by being more concerned about their circumstances and not being burdened or delayed in their travels. Unlike the priest and the Levite, the Samaritan stopped to help treat the man's wounds. But not only that, he brought him to a place of safety to recover, and he vowed to cover the expenses for his care. So, if you find yourself in a situation where there is someone truly in need, don't walk by and hold a good thing from whom it is due. If we will stop and do good in the moment, God sees our heart and will reward us for our faithfulness and generosity. Being generous is about doing what we can now for someone and not waiting until it suits our liking. Therefore, if it is in the power of your hands, give and do good today. This is the wisdom of the proverb.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Words of Wisdom podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, we would be so appreciative if you would share this podcast with your friends. And if you have been blessed by this work, please consider supporting the podcast by clicking on the donation link in the description.